Right, this is Red News Podcast number 3, and we're travelling in Mark's super buggy back from Old Trafford to town to have a beer. I'm with Mark, who's driving, Nathan, top seller, in the front, and Nick next to me, who is told while his missus went away on holiday that he must brush his cat every day. So we've just lost to Swansea. What do you think of that then, Nick?
It's appalling, wasn't it, really? It was pretty poor. Poor passing. Bad reffing. No shots on goal. Don't shoot, you don't score, do you?
Nathan?
I think we started off alright, but then I think that Herrera coming off totally changed it. I think we just lost the midfield when he came off. And again, we've got a lot of people on the pitch who don't deserve to be there now. And it's just getting annoying.
Mark?
Awful. But what did you expect? Pretty much the same squad as last season, probably weaker.
Didn't we expect, though, after pre-season that we'd have a fill-up? We were all a bit excited this morning.
Yeah, I think we need maybe 3 or 4 more players.
But why haven't we bought? I mean, we all know it's not rocket science. How are we here when we were all saying a month ago we needed, after Herrera and Shaw, how can Woodward sit in that MUTV interview saying, watch this space, we've got, you know, we can blow transfer record out the window, and then it's just almost laughable, really.
It's just worrying that the two people that we have signed are people that were lined up before the window anyway, and were last summer. Or it's like, have they actually done anything this summer yet?
And are they Van Gaal men? Because that's my worry with the way he's been with Shaw, and just maybe it's me being a bit of a dick, but are the tones that is Herrera his type of player? Then you're talking, well, that's another for the future. But I mean, out of today, you thought Jones did all right.
He did. He played well. It would have been a lot worse if he wasn't there. That tackle he did on, is it Gomez as well? He looks like he's going to be a player of the season.
But, yeah.
You know, that was a great tackle. Came out of nowhere. It would have been 3-1. That would have been undeserved. That's fair.
But it's almost, it's predictable from last season. The ground was empty and it was flat.
It was flat.
You just think, but what do you think's going to happen this season? That's a big old sigh.
Do you know what I mean?
That's not good though, is
no,
it?
It's not.
After the first game, I do think it's not going to be last season, but we've got 2 weeks to sort out horrendous mess. Nani should not be.
No.
Absolutely.
Let alone coming on and you're relying on him to set up Fellaini for the, you know, the golden comeback.
We knew the weaknesses in our squad last season. It should have been sorted before today, before the season kicked off.
So what's it down to? My view is it's down to the value, the cheapness, the club ever expanding, desperate for the money in, loath to spend it.
I think it's that as well, but it's also that Moyes has said the same thing when he came in and he was like, I want to get to know my players, I want to get to know my players. And it's like, you know, we all know what the issues are. The board knew what the issues are. They could have done something without having a manager. They must have had some idea of players they wanted to get in.
Well, they kept saying he's given a list over. So what has happened to this list? And why if we're getting £1.5 billion, and I know you can't just hand clubs, you know, whatever money, why are we not saying, well, if we really do want Vidal, why aren't we going that extra mile?
I don't know. But if he's, you know, £60 million, just pay it.
It'll cost us again. Because my worry is, that flat dressing room, then the players start looking at each other again, going, well, I don't trust you.
You just need that marquee signing just to lift everything. Like, Matt did it for a good 2 weeks, didn't it? But, you know, it's just, we need someone, don't we? And
well, David Moyes sits there laughing, going, I told you all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd love to see his face.
I know, yeah.
I don't know.
Right, we said, who are we happy with?
De Gea. We said De Gea. Start from the back. Phil Jones. I'm happy with Phil Jones.
But we can't go with Jones, Evans and Smalling as well.
It's interesting that he went straight back to 4-4-2 as soon as we...
Yeah. And Young playing at left-back's a concern on it today.
Yeah.
So, it really is.
But you really rely on
why let Gutner go in that case? Obviously, he's not brilliant.
Don't.
But still,
Jesus,
why?
Please, you not know, let open that
yeah,
one.
But still,
again.
He's better left back than
Mark here is one of the only ones, apart from Butner's brother, who's a fan of him. True or false, Mark?
True. I don't know why we let him go.
Well, he was better than Evra, though. He was better than Evra.
That's ridiculous.
He was better than Evra.
He wasn't. As I say, Evra would have flourished in this system, because he would have been less worried about defending. He'd have had to work harder, but... bombing
but
forward.
Never would have worked harder,
yeah, but bombing forward.
He's not worked hard in 3 or 4 years.
Because he's had no help. He's worked his bollocks.
Now there's less defensive alongside him compared to last year.
No, that's.
So. I felt sorry for Lingard going off injured.
Yeah.
He did look bright when he came on, when he was playing.
But played in a position that he just. For all, I was so excited, the 3-5-2, the flow and where it can interchange. And then when you see it doesn't work, and you think it didn't work against Swansea. So my fear was always, what about when we play Chelsea? City? It's hard to tell immediately afterwards, isn't it?
You're not going to see, Tyler Blackett play up against the 8.
I felt sorry for him today,
though. It's not going to work, is it?
Well, we said Rooney bollocking, that's not going to do him any good, is it?
Absolutely.
And is he overcompensating for his captaincy? Thinking I have to do all this, but should you really be calling out a kid who did have a nightmare? But you could name one, and Fletcher had a terrible.
Yeah. I'm surprised that it wasn't Fletcher who went off. And again, I don't understand why Herrera went off. It should have been Fletcher because he was struggling towards the end.
Is it a question of fitness? Does he not feel he's not fit enough, or? Because I know he was banging on about Shaw obviously not being fit enough for this system. Maybe that's that kind of thing, but I mean, Fletcher obviously has had his problems.
Yeah.
I really would have thought he would have taken off just simply because of fitness.
Well, we can talk all about fitness, but if you can't pass to another United player in a shirt, which half a dozen of them were terrible, and the singing section I thought didn't really get going today.
Is one player going to address that though with Vidal?
Well, no, then you'd hope that we've got
because we need defenders more than we need midfielders.
Exactly, but,
the singing section, I didn't think...
I forgot it was there.
I didn't think it really got going. I mean, again, we're just judging it after one game.
You've got to take into account what the game was like, though. I'm sure if we were winning... I know it's sing when you're winning, but, I'm sure the crowd would have been a lot better if we were doing well, so... I did think they were trying because I was sat away from that one. I was in the middle of the in between, that corner and the away fans. And I did, you could tell it was noticeably different in that corner with the United fan, the singing section.
We need lots of flares going off in East European, don't we? Where it's a sea of smoke, or your famous Germany. So, what's the answer then?
At least 4 players.
It's not going to happen though, is it?
No, it's not going to happen, but it's at least 4 players.
Well, we're 2 weeks away now.
Yeah, 2 weeks away. We need, I think to me, to be fair personally, I think we need a winger more as much as we need a defender. I mean, you look at Yanazai, gets the ball to him, so positive going forward. We've only got that on one side. You can't expect Nani to brush past 3 players and then try and do something with the ball. We need, I think, a winger as a, you can...
And it depends on what he's playing, in what system he's playing though, because then are you going to expect him to play defensively as well?
And we're not shipping the players out. I mean, I know we've lost the experienced trio, but we're not actually...
The ones that have
reached the end. There's no resurrection for Nani, is there? He's not going to come back and do anything that's best for both of us, really. So he'll flourish somewhere, but just someone who'll put up with his head fuckery. Mark, what do you think?
If you'd have said to me in the summer that I'd still be seeing Ashley Young, Fellaini... and Nani in the same squad at United, I'd have just laughed in your face. They need to go for all 3 of them.
But they're not, are they? So we're stuck with a lot of these players that hope in Van Gaal can work his magic.
It's the issue with Ashley Young's had a good pre-season, really. He's not had a bad pre-season, has he? And that's the thing with him, he always seems to have a decent pre-season. And then
but I do think we got a little bit excited
Where
we were playing against a Madrid who were on 60%. Scousers, that was obviously great, whatever we beat them in. But... I don't know. I just felt there was a buzz about today.
The thing is that we've not been at Old Trafford in a few months, 4 months, 3 months, whatever. You think you'd be coming back today and everyone would be really up for it. We've got a new manager, everyone's excited about it. And it just didn't reflect in the atmosphere. And I think it showed on the pitch as well today.
Because I think they then looked at the team that he had and that deflates you automatically.
Really?
When you know,
I was quite excited.
I was more nervous than excited today because I knew that nothing's changed in terms of players.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter if the players that won the league 2 years ago.
Yeah, but minus 200 medals, 2,000 appearances.
Yeah,
they gave their all. I know people take the mickey, but I think that most of those players gave their last significant all in that title push.
Impressive.
And everyone else was not very good that season.
And they improved. They bought, and unfortunately, whatever City's money and how they've got it, they do stuff that we no longer do. But we can, because we've just signed $1.5 billion Adidas deal. And it is Adidas.
Subject to Champions League.
What do you think? But is it Adidas? What do you say?
Adidas.
Yeah. I don't know. It's Adidas, isn't it? Let's be honest. Just for John from the last podcast, that point. But if we can't, you know, because if and this, I'm sure it won't happen, but if the downward spiral continued, then Adidas do have their get-out clauses. So you've got to do it now.
Yeah.
They must know this, though. They're not. None of them are. They're devious, but they're not daft.
The deal's cut by 30% in it if we don't make Champions League again this year.
It's mad that deal's that's actually been brought into their contract.
Well, that's,
you know, that's that fill you with confidence, doesn't it?
I think when they were sizing Fellaini up for next year's kit, suddenly let's get a 30% discount here. So what can we be happy about? Right, I'm Burnley. What do we do? What do we do different?
Is it not Sunderland next? Or is it Burnley?
It's Burnley, isn't it? I don't know. That's worrying. That really, honestly, no idea what we can do.
Put Fellaini in a cupboard and don't let him out.
We need to keep practicing this 3-5-2, though. I mean, so much finger pointing today, and people getting confused about what position they were in, and it doesn't help, does it? I think.
You're all right. It is Sunderland. So I've just given a team talk for the wrong opposition. You're all right, Nathan. What do we do against Sunderland? This is what United are doing to me. I'm forgetting our fixtures. This is how Moyes has got to me. I just start getting worried about Sunderland and Burnley away. I suddenly start thinking.
Well, we got beat when we last went to Turf Moor, didn't we? So.
We could beat MK Dons. Are we agreed with that? That's our.
I don't know. Last season was awful, wasn't it? And it was just, even when we played Swansea again last season at home and we got beat in the FA Cup, you just don't know. You really don't know, and you dread to think if we go to MK Dons and we get beat 2-0.
We get right. We've got to.
I'm sure it's not going to happen. You know, everyone's got faith in Van Gaal. This system's going to have teething problems. He's going to need to get to know his squad. But
I like him. We don't know what he said after the game. I hope he's fucking got his bollocks out and slapped them around the face, going, enough. This is it. And as Nathan said, we're looking at from after one game. We've got to see how it progresses. But we've got to get rid of 3, 4, 5, 6.
At least four players.
Can't get rid of all them players without bringing any in, though, can we? It's back to the same point.
So it's over to watch this space and watching Woodward, as we've done for pretty much 2 years now.
God.
He talks the talk, doesn't he? But
disappears quick enough.
Yeah. So say, has he got a phobia of big cities, do you think? Doesn't like Sydney, didn't like LA. That was a bad joke, but thanks for the laugh. Right, so predictions.
For the season?
Yeah.
I'm still hoping we'll get top four, but I said that last year and I was very upset. I want to say it again because I still think that we should be in the top four things, but again, there's no divine right being there, is there?
So if we don't sign anyone, we've got no chance of finishing top four because of how the other teams have improved.
Pretty much the same. I mean, the same squad pretty much last season, with the exception of the two signings.
And I'm just about to put my head in an oven then. Because I got in this car very down and now I'm very, very depressed. Cheers for listening. We're off to the pub. Thanks very much.